Hey, it's Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. In just a few hours, the Academy Award nominations will be announced, and they will live stream on Oscars.org at 7:22 a.m. And then they'll obviously be covered all day long and into the evening. And I'm going to attempt to predict the nominations in the category of Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, and Best Supporting Actress in those six categories and see how well I do. I'll also, you know, I'll predict what I think will be the nominees and nominations, and I will also pick who could also get nominated, like dark horses who might sneak in there. So it's going to be an interesting year. There aren't really a ton of front runners. So it looks like it's going to shape up to be kind of a fun Oscar season. And the nominations will be announced in just a little bit, so I will give you my nominations as well. The Razzies have been announced. The Razzie nominations have been announced, and I will not make predictions of who will win that, but I will share the Razzie nominations. For those of you, you know, the Oscars represent the best films of the year and the best acting of the year, and the Razzies represent the worst films of the year and the worst acting of the year. And the Razzies are handed out the night before the Academy Awards, so that will be March 3rd. I'll give you those results as well. Now, speaking of movies, here's a good movie. In fact, a great movie. In fact, one of the greatest movies ever made, and it's The Philadelphia Story. And I am showing it 2 weeks from tonight, February 6th, at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly the MovieCo. That's where I've been doing my film club now for 7 years. And I want to thank everybody for coming out and making it. We're in our 7th year right now and making it so much fun, such a success. And I hope everybody can make it out, because this truly, from 1940, this is truly one of the best movies ever made, one of the greatest romantic comedies ever made, a perfect movie for February, for Valentine's Day. It's a wonderful, funny, awesome romantic comedy featuring three of the greatest movie stars in the history of film. And that's Katharine Hepburn, Cary Grant, and Jimmy Stewart, all in one movie. A great film, really, really funny, really well acted, and I've never seen it on the big screen, and I doubt there are a lot of people listening right now who have ever had the honor and the thrill of seeing The Philadelphia Story on the big screen. Well, you're going to get to see it 2 weeks from tonight, Tuesday, February 6th, on the big screen, digitally remastered, 4K restoration print, in the huge, beautiful Premier Theater at the AMC Rosemont, and big giant love seats. You can have cocktails. You can order food from your seat. They'll bring it to you. The movie starts at 8 o'clock, huge curved screen, digital beautiful sound and projection. I will introduce the movie at 8. We will all watch the movie together, this unbelievable classic. And then afterwards, I'll talk about it, share some stories. We'll do a little Q&A. We'll talk about the movie and all that cool stuff. This is a big one. This is truly one of the best movies that I've ever shown, and one of the most beloved films ever made that I've shown at my film club. And I had requests for this movie from a ton of people, and I hope all of you show up and pack the place. You can go to amctheaters.com to get tickets. They're on sale right now. Get your tickets now. Tuesday, February 6th, go to amctheaters.com. Theaters.com and get your tickets now at $14 to get in. That includes free parking and free popcorn. You can show up at 7 o'clock, eat at Bogart's, which is on the second floor of the movie theater, have a nice dinner. And then that's at 7, and then 8 o'clock we'll bring you in, and I'll introduce the movie, and we will watch The Philadelphia Story on the big screen, and it's going to be a real special night. So get your tickets now, reserve your seats right now, amctheaters.com. Let's pack the place, and we'll see you 2 weeks from tonight, Philadelphia Story at the AMC Rosemont, and amctheaters.com for your tickets. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next, and then I will give you my predictions for the Oscar nominations.
You don't bring me flowers
anymore. There you go. John requesting Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Neil Diamond retiring from touring because he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's. He announced that yesterday. It is Two for Tuesday, and that's the second Neil Diamond song. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, yeah, Two for Tuesday. There's two Tuesdays. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Coming up, we have yet another very disappointing Blackhawks Express that we will play in a little bit. Worried about my Hawks. I mean, they can turn it around. It doesn't look good, but they can turn it around. I'll never stop rooting for them, but it's just been a painful experience to watch these guys for a good portion of the year. So that's coming up. And the Razzies have been announced. The nominees for the Razzies have been announced, which celebrate the worst movies of the year. And I'll give you those nominees. And in just a few hours, a little over 3 hours, in fact, the Academy Award nominations for the 2017 film year will be announced. 7:22 Central Time. They will start streaming on Oscars.org. And then, of course, all the morning shows and E! And all those other places will start talking about them. But they will announce them. I am going to give you my predictions for the six major categories, which would be Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, and Best Supporting Actor. And I will give you my my choices for what I think, who I think will be nominated. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you would like to jump in, if you have any thoughts on who you would like to see nominated, in those categories, actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress, director, and in the big one, the big best picture, who would you like to see get nominated? Who are you rooting for to be announced in just a few hours? You can call us or text us right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Okay. Dan, did you see any movies this year? I know you, because you had such a crazy busy year.
Yeah.
You know, you and Eileen had a baby, you know. Did you get out to see anything?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've seen anything. Yeah, I don't think I...
So this is like, if you watch the Oscars, you're just going to be like, I didn't see any of that.
Pretty much.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember, you know. Now you watched Get Out, which is a movie from this year, but that was on
parts of it.
That was on cable. You got to see, because that came out so almost a year ago. It came
right,
out.
Right.
So,
I'm running through the list of the names and of the movies that have been nominated and other things, and I don't think I've seen any of them.
Right. And I know you're a comic book guy. You didn't see Guardians 2.
I did see Guardians.
Oh, you did see Guardians.
That is available on.
Oh, right. That's available now too. Yeah. Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I thought Kurt, as usual, did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like it.
You know, if you were talking about favorite opening credits of the year, I think it's got to go to Guardians. First of all, Mr. Blue Sky is one of my favorite songs of all time,
sure.
The Yellow song. And just the fact that it's all about Groot dancing
right.
while the whole team is getting ripped apart and giant crazy special effects are out of focus.
Right.
You know, and I love the opening credits to that movie. Yeah, that was a fun movie.
That was a good movie.
I think it'll probably be in the technical categories. It might show up, special
probably,
effects,
sure,
stuff like
yeah.
that. So, you know, the other comic book stuff, you didn't see Justice League.
I did not see Justice League. I have not seen Wonder Woman. I have not seen Thor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Two out of three, though, ain't bad.
Yeah.
You know? Thor is particularly good.
Yeah.
Thor, I think you'll love Thor when you get to see it. Wonder Woman should be coming out
it is available.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping to try to catch that over the winter break because that was there, but they didn't get it.
Okay.
It, so.
All right. Well, I saw a lot, as I do every year. And, you know, I'm rooting for certain things and I'm rooting for certain performances. So, but I'm predicting what I think will be nominated. And I can also tell you who I wish was nominated or who, you know, I think deserves to be nominated. And if you guys want to jump in, whatever movies you saw in 2017, what movies do you think deserve some awards and some recognition and some nominations? And what performances did you love? And what movies do you think should be winning Oscars or at least be nominated? We would love to hear from you right now at 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. And it's Tiffany Haddish and why am I blanking on who is the other announcer? The other person announcing Tiffany Haddish,
Andy Serkis,
right? Andy Serkis, is he? Is he going to have stuff glued to his face and a camera?
It's actually going to be Gollum announcing the awards.
You're saying the precious Oscars. Did you see? You ever see the footage of Andy Serkis on the interview that he did on Colbert's show? Now, first of all, anytime anyone associated with The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings is on Colbert's show, inevitably half of the conversation is about these movies that are now 10 years old.
Right.
You know, 10 or 15 years old. So did you see when Andy Serkis was on?
I did not.
Okay. He had, it is absolutely hilarious. He had Andy Serkis become Gollum and read Trump tweets. It is so, it's on YouTube. And he actually hunches up. He gets up, you know, on you know, and gets into the crouch position with his legs on the chair. And, you know,
fake news, sad.
You know, it's just, and it was him reading actual Trump tweets as Gollum, and it's hilarious and awesome, but at least one of the times you watch it, it's short, you know, he does it, it's like 2 minutes. One of the times you watch it, you just need to watch Colbert. He's beside himself. He's so, for those people who don't know, Colbert is a J.R.R. Tolkien freak and adores the Lord of the Rings movies, has a cameo in the Hobbit movies, adores all of that stuff, and just geeks out anytime anybody associated with those movies. You know, when he had Sean Astin on, who was there to plug Stranger Things, the whole thing was about how much he loved Samwise. The whole thing is like, I don't think you understand how excited I am that you're here. You're Samwise. You're my favorite. You're my favorite character in the Lord of the Rings movies. And I guess that was his first time on. I guess it was Sean Astin's first time on, because he's in the second season of Stranger Things. Do you know who he plays?
No.
He plays one of the kids' mother's love interests, and it obviously takes place in the 80s. He's a real tech head. He works at Radio Shack.
Ah. Of course.
So, but anyway, the almost the entire conversation was not really. They mentioned Stranger Things at like he had a 5 minute segment. 4 minutes of it was about Lord of the Rings. So,
going back to Circus real quick, I will really enjoy in maybe the 10-15 years when it happens, when Andy Serkis finally gets like a cumulative Oscar for all the work he's done, because unfortunately he will never be nominated, never win an award for all the amazing things he does, but what he does is extraordinary.
Absolutely. And he gave an extraordinary performance in War for the Planet of the Apes this year. A great performance. It's a real performance too. But people just can't get past the fact that it's that, you know, it's the CGI, you know, thing. But like all the facial expressions, all the takes, the expressions, the volume, the way they read, the way the dialogue is spoken, that's all the actor's choice. It just happens to be captured by all this other stuff. But if I were handing out nominations, I would nominate Andy Serkis for the Planet of the Apes. I would nominate him for all three of them. Those are great. Caesar is an amazing character and fully realized and just a really great performance. And I agree. I think it's going to take like a Lifetime Achievement Award before he gets recognized for the incredible work that he does. He directed a movie this year, too.
Oh, yeah?
He directed Breathe with Andrew Garfield. And got some pretty good reviews for that. So he's working. He's good. He's cool. But I'd be interested to see. I mean, he could fool around a little bit this morning and bust out a couple of voices. Don't you think? That would be funny if he read the nominees as Gollum.
That would change some things,
Yeah. So, anyway. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic. And then I will unveil my choices, my predictions. Choices and predictions are a little bit different. My predictions for who I think the Academy will honor with nominations this morning. In Supporting Actor, Supporting Actress, Actor, Actress, Director, and Picture. And I would love to hear from you. Talk or text with who you want or who you wish will be nominated. 312-981-7200. Yeah. This song rules. You want to know why this song rules, Dan?
Why is that?
Because it's featured in the opening credits of Burt Reynolds' Sharky's Machine. Which is truly one of my favorite Burt Reynolds movies of all time. 773 area code requested for 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, you're into 2 for Tuesday. That's the Crusaders with Street Life. Yeah, that's the opening credits of Sharky's Machine. You ever see Sharky's Machine?
What is the plot of Sharky's Machine?
He is a cop in Atlanta who gets busted down to Vice. You know, he's a homicide detective, and he gets busted down to Vice because they have a screw-up at the beginning of the movie of a bust. And causes a bunch of damage and death and stuff, so he gets busted down to Vice. And while he's in Vice, it's a whole bunch of disgraced cops, and Vice is down in the basement, and they have to deal with hookers and all kinds of crap. And so he puts together a machine to take to take down a serial killer, and there's a guy running for governor, played by Earl Holliman, who might be involved. So he puts together, Charles Durning is in it, Bernie Casey, Richard Libertini, God, who else is in that movie? It was Rachel Ward's first movie. He discovered Rachel Ward, and she plays Domino. And it's like part Rear Window because they rent a place across the street from where she lives, and they watch her 24/7. And he falls in love with her, and they think she's dead, but she's not. It was a roommate, Burt. It's awesome. He directed it too. Burt Reynolds directed it. It's fantastic. The movie rules. If you've not seen Sharky's Machine, watch it now. I love it, and that song is at the beginning of the movie. It's such a good movie. And by the way, Charles Durning is the king of the universe. That's all I'm saying. He's the best. He's one of the best actors that ever lived. War hero, too. An unbelievably heroic man who fought in World War II. Purple Heart, everything. He was an amazing guy. And he could sing, he could dance, he could play comedy, he could play serious stuff. And nobody screamed better than Charles Durning in movies. There was not a better screamer in movies than Charles Durning. You watch North Dallas 40, watch him scream in that movie. It's fantastic. He screams in Sharky's Machine like a loon. He was the best. Charles Durning was the best. So anyway, Sharky's Machine. Thanks for the reminder, 773. I need to watch that movie again. I have it at home. It's part of my collection. So, all right. Speaking of movies, I'm going to give you my choices for what I think will be nominated. The Academy Award nominations are coming out. Now, Esmeralda, did you see what did you see this year? This past year, yeah, you saw. I know you saw the Star Wars. Did you see Star Wars?
I did.
And you saw Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I saw Wonder Woman. I saw Thor.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the Guardians. The
Guardians was this year. Yeah, Blade Runner. You saw?
I saw Blade Runner. Yeah. I saw Mother. on your suggestion.
You won't hear that title being uttered at all this morning.
Yeah.
Number five on my best list, though.
I'm trying to think what else.
Did you see Three Billboards?
No.
Okay.
I haven't gone to see anything lately.
Okay.
That's been nominated.
Okay.
Last thing was probably Blade Runner.
You saw Baby Driver, right?
Yes.
And did you see Dunkirk?
I did not.
Oh, you saw Logan?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a possibility that might get some nominations this morning. So, well, let me give you my my choices here for outstanding performance by a male actor in a supporting role. So, supporting actor. I predict these are the following nominees. I'm going to say Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project, Armie Hammer for Call Me By Your Name, Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, and Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. And the dark horses and other possibilities here are Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards, and Steve Carell for Battle of the Sexes. That he might get thrown in there as a nominee as well. And I would love to see Patrick Stewart. Speaking of Logan, I would love to see Patrick. Did you saw Logan, right, Dan?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I would love to see Patrick Stewart get a nomination for Logan. He won't. But he and Hugh Jackman were great in that movie, and so was the little girl. But, like, he and Hugh Jackman, they both played those characters so many times, and they found so many new things to do and so many new ways to play the role. And it was a very emotional movie. We've talked about it, Esmeralda. Both of us cried at the end of Logan.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it three times, and I've cried. I cried all three times when I saw it. So that's my predictions, my nominations. Willem Dafoe, Armie Hammer, Richard Jenkins, Christopher Plummer, Sam Rockwell. All right. An actress in a female role as an actress who's female. What the hell is wrong with me? Supporting actress for best supporting actress. I'm predicting Mary J. Blige is going to get an Oscar nomination, Esmeralda, for Mudbound. I think she's going to get an Oscar nomination.
And how does that work?
What do you mean?
Because that was Netflix, right?
Well, no, they gave it a theatrical release too.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. They did the same thing with the Baumbach, the Noah Baumbach movie with Adam Sandler, Dustin Hoffman, and
the Meyerowitz
stories. That got a theatrical release, and all you have to do in order to qualify is you got to get the movie in New York and L.A. in one theater and have it play for a week.
Oh,
that's all you got to do to qualify. That's all you have to do.
Well.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's why Phantom Thread didn't open till last week, but Phantom Thread came out before the end of the year. It played in New York and Los Angeles for a week in one theater each, and that qualifies it to get nominated. So, okay, Hong Chau, I think, is going to get nominated for Downsizing. One, because I loved her in it, and I'd really love to see her get the nomination. Two, she's great. Holly Hunter for The Big Sick, Allison Janney for I, Tonya, and Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. Those last three that I mentioned are such great mother performances, you know? Holly Hunter is one of my favorite actresses that's ever walked the planet, and she's so great in The Big Sick. Allison Janney seems to be the odds-on favorite. She's winning everything for I, Tonya. But the best performance out of the three is Laurie Metcalf and Lady Bird. Hey, Esmeralda, you haven't seen Lady Bird?
I have not. No.
Okay. Anyway, so that's my choice. The one dark horse that might be able to get a nomination in here is Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water. The Academy loves Octavia Spencer, and she's really good in the movie. And that's a movie that's been getting a lot of love. Now, have you seen the controversy online, Dan, about The Shape of Water?
I have not.
There evidently is a film, a short film, that was made in 2015. I want to say it's a short. It's a short film. I want to say it was Norwegian. Not really sure. That is strikingly similar to The Shape of Water, and people are accusing Del Toro of plagiarism. And the short film's about 15 minutes long. I watched it, and there's some stuff in there where it's like, oh, dude. That's way too close. Way too close.
I'm curious, like, where could people have seen it?
You mean the film itself?
Yeah.
Well, it's online now.
Right, but, you know, did it...
I guess it played film festivals and stuff, mm-hmm. and it existed, you know, in the... Because there's a whole sub-world of short films that, you know, they show short films in theaters around the world, and there are programs that are, put together around the world year-round, not just for festivals, and for festivals as well. So this thing, they dug this thing up. I mean, it's from, 3 years ago. So it's, people might have forgotten about it, didn't win any awards or anything, but there it is. It's out there in the ether. And it's, if you look up, if you just, Google Shape of Water plagiarism, you'll be able to, they'll give you a link to the YouTube for the short film. And I watched it last night, and there's some undeniable, very uncomfortable similarities.
Can they sue?
I don't think so. I don't think they can. But I just, it bothers me, because if it's true, I mean, maybe it's a total coincidence that he never seen it. And, sometimes great minds think alike. But, like, I look at Guillermo del Toro as one of the most creative and inventive and original storytellers in the world. And I would hate to think that the guy ripped off this short film, to get the idea for his movie. But, that's the latest of Shape of Water. So that might tarnish its award chances.
Well, I mean, just the timing and, far enough where they'll get the nominations. But
yeah.
When people
the nominations, the story broke a couple of days ago. The nominations have been
right,
in.
Right. But, so the nominations, but now
the winning,
they'll definitely
part.
Be nominated. But yeah.
Exactly. Okay. We got to take a break. We got the news coming up next. And then I've got actor, actress, director, and picture, and my choices for who I think will be nominated for Oscars this morning. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. Tuesday, that's 2 for Tuesday, 773 area code. The Crusaders with Keep That Same Old Feeling. And hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is the morning when the Academy Award nominations will be announced, and I am giving you my predictions for what will be nominated in the supporting acting and actor actress categories, and the lead actor, actress, director, and picture. And then I will reveal to you the nominations for the Razzies, which are, the honoring the worst movies of the year. So a quick reminder, for supporting actor, I chose Willem Dafoe, Armie Hammer, Richard Jenkins, and then Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project, Armie Hammer for Call Me By Your Name, Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer for All the Money in the World, and Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. For supporting actress, I chose Mary J. Blige for Mudbound, Hong Chau for Downsizing, Holly Hunter for The Big Sick, Allison Janney for I, Tonya, and Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. And now, let's do best actor for Best Actor, I think the nominees will be Daniel Day-Lewis in Phantom Thread, James Franco in The Disaster Artist, Gary Oldman in Darkest Hour, Timothy Chalamet for Call Me By Your Name, and Tom Hanks in The Post. And the there are a couple of dark horses here that might get nominated. Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel Esquire. Those are possibilities, strong possibilities. Those are alternates who might sneak in there if somebody doesn't get nominated. So I'm saying Daniel Day-Lewis, James Franco, Gary Oldman, Timothy Chalamet, and Tom Hanks. For Best Actress, I am saying Saoirse Ronan for Lady Bird, Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water, Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, Meryl Streep for The Post, Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. The dark horse here would be Jessica Chastain for Molly's Game. Because people, the Academy loves Jessica Chastain, and she's terrific in Molly's Game. But my choices are Saoirse Ronan, Sally Hawkins, Margot Robbie, Meryl Streep, and Frances McDormand. Esmeralda, did you see any of SNL this weekend?
I did not.
Jessica Chastain was the host.
She killed.
She was great. Absolutely great. They wrote good stuff for her, and she was funny as hell. Really, I think one of the strongest episodes this season. And she was great. So, okay, so for Best Director, now here's the thing. For Best Picture, some years ago they decided, because it used to be five nominees in every category, including Best Picture. So there'd be five nominees for Best Picture and then five nominees for Best Director, which makes sense. Now they've increased the Best Picture nominees up to 10. They can nominate up to 10 movies, but they still have Best Director nominees stuck at five. Which doesn't, I really don't know how that makes sense. I mean, so if nine movies get nominated, four of them were directed by nobody who doesn't deserve to get recognized for directing one of the, what they consider one of the best pictures of the year. I don't know. Doesn't work for me. But anyway, Best Director. Here are my choices for Best Director. Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards Outside Missouri. Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water and Steven Spielberg for The Post. Those are my five predictions. The other possibilities are Luca Guadagnini for Call Me By Your Name, and don't rule out Jordan Peele for Get Out. And I would be, I don't think he's going to get the nomination, but I would be so astonishing if Jordan Peele got nominated for Best Director for his first movie out of the gate after being basically known as part of a sketch comedy duo whose only other credit was co-writing Keanu. That, you know, and then right here, but the social and significant impact that Get Out made this past year, it was one of the movies that everybody talked about. It was the zeitgeist this year, and it's one of the biggest success stories of the year. I think Get Out and Wonder Woman are the two big success stories of the year. I would not be surprised if Jordan Peele's name is announced as one of the Best Director nominees. I wouldn't be surprised by it. I would also be thrilled. I would be thrilled to see that happen. I don't think he's going to get nominated. So again, Martin McDonagh for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Greta Gerwig for Lady Bird. Christopher Nolan for Dunkirk. Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. And Steven Spielberg for The Post. So those are the five directors, I think. And I really am thrilled. And I'm almost positive that Greta Gerwig is going to get nominated. And she so deserves it. For Lady Bird, I think that she got the DGA nomination, the Directors Guild. She got the DGA nomination, which I think is the final sort of, because everybody was like, they're probably not going to, because they've been ignoring Greta Gerwig in a lot of the awards, critic awards, stuff like that this past season. But I think she's going to get the nomination, and she deserves it. So, all right. So for Best Picture, they can nominate up to 10. I have chosen 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've chosen 9. So here are the 9 that I think are going to be nominated for Best Picture. Call Me By Your Name, The Post, Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, The Florida Project, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, The Shape of Water, Lady Bird, and I think Get Out's going to get nominated for Best Picture. So even if Peele doesn't get nominated for director, I really think Get Out's going to, they're going to give Get Out a nomination for Best Picture. Now, the ones that might sneak in there are other possibilities are The Big Sick, which is a real strong possibility. If Get Out doesn't get the nomination, Big Sick will. Because I think the other ones are pretty much in. Mudbound is another dark horse that might sneak in there and get the nomination. And I, Tonya. Those are the three. And these are all absolutely, there's a strong possibility that all three of these could be nominated. Big Sick, Mudbound, and I, Tonya, as the dark horses. I think the longest shot in that nomination would be I, Tonya, because I, Tonya is a very funny movie. And I think the award that it's going to get that night is going to be Allison Janney. I think that's the one time it gets you know, any kind of award will be for Allison Janney. I think it deserves more. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year, and I thought it was beautifully directed. But there you go. So, again, these are the nominees that I think are going to happen. Call Me by Your Name, The Post, Dunkirk, Darkest Hour, The Florida Project, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, The Shape of Water, Lady Bird, and Get Out. So those are the nominations. Those are the things. Those are what I think will be nominated. And at 7:22 a.m., you will hear the announcement of the nominations. They will be talked about on all the morning shows and everywhere. And I can double check and see how I did. We can see how I did tomorrow and how well I did. And I don't know. It seems like it is one of those years, and it's been like this for a few years now, where kind of anything can happen. I don't get hugely surprised by nominations and who gets awards and stuff at the end of the year now, because it used to be for many years in a row really predictable, like one movie would get 11 nominations and then it would win 8 or 9. That was just kind of a thing. Now they seem to spread out the awards a little bit more, including the nominations. So anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, we got to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, we have an unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play. And then we'll do the polar opposite of the Academy Awards and talk about the nominations for the Razzies, celebrating the worst movies of 2017. And so we'll talk about the Razzies coming up after the break and the Express. Right now we got weather and we got traffic. Here is your forecast. All right, we discussed the predictions that I have for the Academy Award nominations, which will be announced in just a little over 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But every year at this time, the Razzies are announced. Now, the Razzies are an association, the Raspberry Awards. They're an association that's been around for a long time, and it's the 38th annual Golden Raspberry Awards. And they talk about the worst movies of the year.
By the way, that makes it sound so nice. Golden Raspberry.
Golden Raspberry Awards, yeah. You know, in the past, some actors have actually picked up their awards.
Right. Come on.
Holly Berry knows that Catwoman sucked, so yeah. She showed up and picked up her award.
So you can have fun with it.
And I sometimes, you know, I think the Razzies are stupid because they attack things that are very obvious and, you know,
right.
Stuff like that. So it's not a real hard thing to do. But here are the nominees. Mm-hmm. For Worst Picture, you have Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers The Last Night, which I mentioned to you off the air, and you didn't even realize there was a Transformers movie that came out this year. No, I don't blame you. I wish I didn't know about it.
Right. I gotta watch it now.
Worst Actress, Katherine Heigl for Unforgettable. Dakota Johnson for 50 Shades Darker. Jennifer Lawrence for Mother. Jerks. Tyler Perry, see what they did there? Tyler Perry for Boo 2, Medea Halloween. See, Worst Actress. See, that's funny.
Right.
Emma Watson for The Circle. See, now they're just going after Hermione.
Yeah. Is that a bad movie?
No, it's not terrible. It's certainly not one of the worst movies of the year, and she's certainly not terrible in it.
It's on the Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's not terrible. And she's not, of course, Jennifer Lawrence was great in Mother. So you guys need to shut up.
Do you also think it was Slim Pickens?
No, Slim Pickens. No, Slim Pickens was in Dr. Strangelove. Hang on a second. No, there were a lot of bad movies.
Was there?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Our podcast, by the way, when we pick the worst movies, is available. We didn't do it on the air. It's special podcast only. No, no, no. We had a lot of bad movies.
Oh, okay.
Worst actor, Tom Cruise for The Mummy. Again, going after Cruise.
Right.
Johnny Depp for Pirates of the Caribbean, and he really did sleepwalk through that movie. Jamie Dornan for 50 Shades Darker, Zac Efron for Baywatch, and Mark Wahlberg for both Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers The Last Night. Worst supporting actor. Oh, they did go after Javier Bardem for Mother and Pirates of the Caribbean. Russell Crowe for The Mummy, Josh Duhamel for Transformers The Last Night, Mel Gibson for Daddy's Home 2, Anthony Hopkins for both Collide and Transformers The Last Night.
What was Collide?
I don't even remember. I don't even remember what Collide was. I think it was a straight to VOD.
Oh, okay.
Worst supporting actress, Kim Basinger for 50 Shades Darker, Sophia Boutella for The Mummy, Laura Haddock for Transformers The Last Night, Goldie Hawn for Snatched, and Susan Sarandon for A Bad Mom's Christmas.
I almost met, like, the Transformer lady. It's like, this may be the only time you're nominated for something.
Yeah, it's true. Worst screen combo, any combination of two humans, two robots, and two explosions from Transformers. Any two obnoxious emojis from the Emoji Movie. Johnny Depp and his worn-out drunk routine from Pirates of the Caribbean. Tyler Perry in either ratty old dress or worn-out wig in Boo 2. Okay, worst remake, ripoff, or sequel.
Oh, this is going to be...
Baywatch. Boo 2, A Medea Halloween. 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, Transformer, The Last Night. Worst director, Darren Aronofsky for Mother, Shut Up. Michael Bay for Transformers, James Foley for 50 Shades Darker, Alex Kurtzman for The Mummy, and Tony Leonidas for The Emoji Movie. And worst screenplay, Baywatch, The Emoji Movie, 50 Shades Darker, The Mummy, and Transformers Last Night. Transformers leads all movies with 9 nominations.
I'm happy to say I only saw one of those.
What was it?
Mother.
Yeah, but Mother is good.
Oh, that's the only one I saw.
Yeah, so you saw the one good movie that they were going after. So, all right. Hey, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow. You know who's going to be on the show tomorrow?
Who's that?
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Oh, boy.
Be great. Stephen Tobolowsky, One Day at a Time, Season 2, starts Friday on Netflix.
I saw him in a Speedo.
Did you watch White Famous?
Yeah! I watched one of the episodes. I was like, oh, come on. No. Why?
We'll talk about that tomorrow, trust me. You can't unsee that, by the
way. No, you can't.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
Bye.
All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next.